Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast, and this is my reaction to the 1-0 victory over Feyenoord in the first game of Group G of the Europa League tonight. Outstanding. Really, that's what we live for being a Rangers fan. Games like tonight and getting the result, which was the most important thing, absolutely outstanding. It really was. First half, we not just dominated, we dictated how the game went, and it really showed how strong we were tonight in terms of Feyenoord. They're no slouches, certainly maybe they're not as big a pedigree as they used to be, much like ourselves, but we dictated and dominated that game in the first half especially, and we just outshone them all the time. And the only frustrating thing is we could have been 3 or 4 up certainly in the first half. Just really disappointing in that respect, but you know, I'm not going to take anything away from the players tonight. We were brilliant. Everybody played their game. A few disappointing or maybe quieter performances, but again, they're part of the winning side, which was great to see. Obviously, I have to mention, you know, more than anything, tonight was always going to be a charged affair with the fact, you know, obviously the sad passing of Fernando Rix. Dave and I'll discuss that more on Tuesday when we cover the main pod, but you know, a very, very sad occasion. It was quite fitting, the fact that it was a Dutch team we were playing against as well tonight, and everybody paid the respects impeccably, both in the minute silence beforehand and the 2 minutes applause. And you know, it was quite emotional as well, seeing even the players on the field clap on the second minute, as well as Jaap Stam, the final boss, and Steven Gerrard clapping the side of the pitch. There was even a shot of Morelos clapping as well, which was really touching as play was raging on. But in terms of the game, the big thing that came out from the team sheet was the fact that there was a lack of Katic, not even on the bench, not in the starting 11. Gerrard was asked about it in his pre-match press conference, and he said it was tactical. So if there was going to be one centre back who were going to drop, I wouldn't have thought it would have been Katic, because he's been outstanding, and you know, had no fears of Hellander, you know, at all. He's an international player, 3.5 million, played in some of the best leagues in the world, and you know, so I wasn't worried about that. It's just more the fact that I would have dropped Goldson more than anyone. But bar a couple of occasions tonight, you know, Goldson was brilliant, and you know, you can't really say much more than that. As I said, first half we absolutely dominated. Our play dictated the way Feyenoord played, and they looked quite shell-shocked, I think, in the first half. They really looked afraid to touch the ball. We were winning absolutely everything. We were on them before they could even take a second touch, and we were winning some great balls and great challenges were going in. And then we thought we were going to get a fairly early goal when we got a penalty, where a corner came in. It wasn't dealt with. The ball was up in the air, and under the new rules, the defender raised his hand and he made contact with the ball with his hand. Certainly cleared penalty under the new rules. So, and then when you seen Tavernier go up to take the penalty, something for me just didn't seem right. His run-up was really short. I just never been a fan of these really kind of short run-ups, and he never even got the ball on target. He hit the post and it went wide, and really disappointing from Tavernier. He'd never let it affect him though, which was great to see. You know, we kept on plugging on. Shortly after that, in the 19th minute, we had some really great play ending in Arfield having a shot, and it hit the underside of the bar. Really, really unlucky there as well. We ended up getting our goal in the 23rd minute. It was just, you know, some outstanding play all round, winning the ball back. Started on the right-hand side at the touchline, played in field, good tenacious play to win the ball in the middle. Then the ball became a wee bit loose. The defender ran towards it, so did our player. We won the ball. It rolled to Ojo, who got the ball on the edge of the box and who had an absolutely incredible shot and right into the back of net. Really, really outstanding goal. Can't rate it highly enough in that respect. It was immense. Not long after that, we had a massive claim for a penalty. Not before though. Morelos had two bites at the cherry, and he made the keeper pull off some two great outstanding saves, one after the other. The ball came back out to him, and he clearly gets taken out by the defender. No penalty given. Sometimes referees are reluctant to give a second penalty if they've already given a penalty in the game, and I think this was one of these occasions, because it was a stick on for me, even more so than the first one. So Bit dodgy refereeing there. The refereeing himself, he had a bit of a mixed game. There was sometimes he was letting play go on, even though it was a clear foul, and it wasn't really a great advantage to us. But there was a couple of occasions when he could have dealt with things a wee bit better. But, you know, overall, not too bad. Just a minute after, though, that penalty claim, Morelos managed to get the ball into the box, kept on going with the ball, defender going with him. He takes a bad touch, I think it was, and it allows the keeper to run out and gather the ball. He never gathered the ball cleanly enough, and Morelos went for it, quite rightly so, in my opinion, but he caught the keeper, and he got a yellow card. I thought it was quite a harsh yellow card, because, you know, he was entitled to go for the ball. The keeper, I don't think, had full control of the ball at that point, so... a bit disappointing, but it never really affected him, because he was still harrying every single player. He was causing him a lot of issues all night, and it was really heartening to see. And there was a couple of flashpoints on occasion, and he just walked away from it. And it was, you know, his play out this year, and especially in this game, has been outstanding, exemplary almost as well, which, you know, you never thought you'd say that in terms of his behaviour, compare it with last year. But we kept on plugging away, and had a good few more chances. Maybe not clinical enough tonight. That was maybe our big disappointment, with the fact that we could have been 2, 3, 4 up, you know, certainly in the first half. But again, we'll take it. Second half, we expected Feyenoord to come out a wee bit, and certainly they did. But, you know, we pegged them back again. It was more of a back and forward game in the second half. There was, especially in the first maybe 15-20 minutes of the second half, it was back and forward, goal end to goal end. McGregor had to pull off a couple of good saves throughout the game, but we reduced them to shots at angles, and, you know, shots from well outside of the box, which was really, really good to see from the defence. Again, Goldson and especially Hellander, you know, stood up tonight, and they were outstanding. And arguably, I would have said the play got broken up before it even got to that stage a lot of the time, but when they had to do the job, they done the job very well. A couple of occasions where the defence and the midfield, for that matter, were left, you know, there was a couple of quick breaks from Feyenoord, and we did pick up, I think, about 3 yellow cards tonight from, you know, basically challenges in midfield that they had to take the player out, otherwise they would have been cleaning on goal. So maybe a wee bit disappointing in that respect as well, but again, on the whole, we were outstanding. In the last kind of 15 minutes, time seemed to stand still, and one thing we seemed to do is we were really slow. We were almost seemed to invite Feyenoord to come at us, and we were sometimes reluctant to put challenges in, especially in the final third, and we were backing off. And, you know, when you're trying to protect the lead, I can kind of understand that, but, you know, we never fare very well in that. But, you know, certainly we saw the game out, and just brilliant. 3 points from our opening game. We just need to keep our feet on the ground, because we've been in this situation before. We've been, you know, a point off the top with 2 games to go in leagues in Europe before. So a long, long way to go. There's some tough games. Port will beat Young Boys tonight 2-1. So it's the first game. We've just got to keep our feet on the ground, and, you know, we'll see where it takes us. You know, as I said, all I'm really looking for, I would obviously love to progress out the league, but as long as we don't disgrace ourselves, we're certainly after that performance tonight, I think it might make a few people sit up and take notice of us once again, because, you know, as I said, outstanding performance throughout the game. So that leads us into the next game, which we play, which is on Sunday. It's an early kickoff, and it is against St Johnstone, so it's a 12:15 kickoff. So I'll be back after that game with another post-match. Dave and I will be recording a main pod on Tuesday night, I believe, so it should be out in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Just before the Livingston game as well in the League Cup. So, as ever, if you want to check us out, if you go to our website on iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, there you can find all the host of social media links that we have there. So, thanks for listening, and goodbye.